It's April 25th, and the flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the patent was granted for the integrated circuit. In 1983, Mattel Electronics released one of the weakest applications of this technological breakthrough, the underpowered Aquarius computer. Since Aquarius was developed by a company in Hong Kong, it was completely incompatible with Mattel's Intellivision game console. Even the Aquarius versions of hit Intellivision games were weak next to the originals, and Mattel's in-house programmers called Aquarius the system for the 70s. It was yanked off the market again just a few months later. On the same day in 1983, Pioneer 10 crossed the orbit of Pluto, but went nowhere near what was then regarded as the ninth planet. The Walking Dead actor Jeffrey DeMunn was born today in 1947. Born today in 1950, Babylon 5's Peter Jurassic.
His Earthers. I try to find out as much as I can about them to try to make some sense of it. 6,000 years of recorded history, a history that includes remarkable composers, astonishing symphonies. But what is the one song that half of them sing to their children generation after generation? You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put your whole self in, and you turn yourself about. You do the hokey pokey, you give a little shout. That's what it's all about. It doesn't mean anything. I had the computer analyze it. I swear to you, it does not mean a thing.
In 2009, Golden Girl and Star Wars Holiday Special guest star Bea Arthur died.
Okay, Barbara Ring, take a break.
I don't know how long. Maybe forever. Closing me down again.
In 1988, during the end of Star Trek The Next Generation's first season, the Enterprise crew bid farewell to fallen security chief Tasha Yar.
We are not going without our shuttle crew.
I warn you.
Enough. We have people who need attention. We won't hurt you, but we must help them.
Number one. The creature attacked us. Lieutenant Yar is down. It seems to feed on our phaser energy.
We had no effect on it.
What's Lieutenant Yar's condition? Dr. Crusher, report!
She's dead.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.